Good morning, kids. It's Chris here, and time to bring you a children's message and something of a birthday. And so maybe you have there at your house some balloons. If you happen to have a balloon, you could go ahead and get that, and then you would be able to participate right along with me. But so the balloon that I have here in front of me is flat. And it's really not a lot of fun to play with. So I've got a long balloon and I've got a round balloon, and both of them are just laying here on the desk, just flat and lifeless. And I could toss it back and forth with a friend, but we really wouldn't have that much fun with it. So what would need to happen to a balloon in order for it to be more fun, to actually be a fun balloon? Now, I know there's a couple of you that are thinking about filling that with water, and that indeed is a fun thing to do, but today we are going to fill this balloon with air. All right, deep breaths here. All right, everybody blow up your balloon. All right, got my balloon all filled up with air. And so now, if I tie this off, then I could enjoy playing with it. And I've blown up this long balloon, and if I were talented, then I would turn this into a giraffe or a dog. And hey, you can't see me, so I'm going to tell you that this balloon now looks like a beautiful zebra. Yeah, I'm fibbing. Right now, it looks like a long worm because it is still just a long straight balloon. So, all right, now I'll take my round balloon. Whew, it's starting to run out of air here, kids. So today, we are celebrating something called Pentecost. And this was the day that God sent His Holy Spirit to breathe life into His church so that the church could be all that He intended it to be. So, I'm going to blow into this balloon here. Now, before God sent His Holy Spirit, the church was lifeless, kind of like my flat balloon. The church was not witnessing and telling people about Jesus. But after the Holy Spirit breathed life into the church, then people began to tell everyone that they saw about Jesus. And the balloon gets a little bit bigger. And it didn't even matter if they spoke the same language. Everyone that they told about Jesus understood what they were saying, and thousands of people were added to the church. And the church became alive, and it was doing the things that God had commanded. And now the church, just like this balloon, is able to do what it is intended to do. Now, the balloon is intended to play, toss back and forth, or celebrate something, just like Pentecost. Now, if you have a balloon at home, as you think about it, as you're blowing up your balloon, think about God breathing into it just like that balloon, and see how, with God's influence, the church can become what it was intended to be. Let us pray. We thank you, God, for sending your Holy Spirit. We thank you for breathing life into the church. And we thank you for giving your Holy Spirit to all who believe in Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hope to see you soon.